Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yodgar Fad. Have you ever noticed how being overheated makes you irritated, or how a cool breeze across your face instantly calms you, or how curling up under a warm blanket brings comfort when you feel low? Those experiences aren't random. They are biology at work. Your body temperature and your emotions are closely linked, and learning to work with that link can become a practical tool for recovery, emotional regulation, and better sleep. In this episode, we'll explore what happens in your body when temperature shifts, how that connects to stress and mood, and I'll guide you through a few simple moments you can experiment with as we go. Our body constantly balances two systems, the sympathetic system, which powers us up for action, and the parasympathetic system, which helps us rest and recover. When the body overheats, it signals alert. The heart beats faster, muscles tense, and the mind becomes more reactive. When we cool down, the opposite happens. The parasympathetic system activates, heart rate is slow, and the brain receives a message of safety. So temperature isn't just physical comfort, it's a form of emotional communication between your body and your brain. If you can pause for a moment, take a slow, steady breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, gently notice the temperature of the air on your skin. Is it cool or warm? Notice your hands. Are they cold or perhaps slightly warm from holding a mug or resting in your lap? You don't have to change anything, just notice. Even this simple act helps your nerve system tune in and settle. When we're anxious or under stress, the body literally warms up. Our heart rate and metabolism rise. Blood moves toward the core. That's why panic or anger can feel like heat flooding through your chest or face. Cooling the body tells the brain the danger has passed. Slashing cold water on your face, holding a cold pack, or even rinsing your wrist under cool water can quickly activate your calming response. You might try saying to yourself, "I'm helping my body cool down so my mind can follow." Cooling doesn't just soothe anxiety, it restores clarity and focus, allowing you to respond rather than react. If it is safe to do so, take another slow breath. Imagine gently rinsing your hands or wrist under cool water. Feel that temperature in your mind. The slight shock of freshness, the cooling spreading upward. Notice how your body naturally exhales more deeply when you picture that. That's your nervous system responding. You can use this anywhere, before a difficult meeting, after an argument, or during an anxiety surge. Low mood or exhaustion often brings the opposite pattern. Cold hand, a sluggish circulation, a sense of heaviness. In those moments, gentle warmth can re-energize the system and lift mood. Try holding a warm drink, wrapping yourself in a blanket, or stepping into morning sunlight. These small temperature cues wake the body up, nudging energy and motivation. Warmth tells your brain, "I'm safe to move again." Our ability to fall asleep depends on a drop in core body temperature, about 1 degree. In the evening, your brain releases melatonin, blood moves toward your skin, and your core gently cools. When stress or anxiety keeps your body running hot, that natural cooling process stalls, making it harder to fall or stay asleep. One of the simplest evidence-based fixes is this. Take a warm shower or bath about 19 minutes before bed. The warmth draws blood to your skin, and when you step out, your body naturally cools, triggering sleepiness. Keeping your bedroom slightly cooler, around 18 degrees Celsius, also helps your body maintain the sleep-ready state. If you are listening in the evening, let's imagine preparing the body for rest. Picture yourself stepping into a comfortably warm shower. Feel the warmth on your shoulders, then the slow cooling as you step out. Wrap in a towel and breathe deeply. Notice how your breathing softens, your shoulders drop, and your mind begins to slow. That's the body guiding the brain into rest. Consistent regulation of body temperature also helps reduce inflammation, which is linked to both physical pain and mental health symptoms like fatigue and irritability. Gentle movement, hydration, and maintaining a balanced environment support that regulation. Think of it as daily maintenance for your emotional system. When your body runs at an even temperature, your brain uses less energy managing survival, leaving more energy for focus, empathy, and learning. Everyday temperature tools. Let's bring this science into daily life. Cool down when emotions rise. Splash cool water, step outside, or slow your breathing in front of a fan. Warm up when you feel flat. Use a hot drink, a cozy blanket, or gentle stretching. Before sleep, warm shower, gradual cooling, dark cool room. Hydrate. Water helps the body maintain steady temperature signals. Notice your environment, lighting, and stress all affect thermal comfort. You don't need fancy tools, just curiosity and awareness. Integrating this with therapy. When your body is overheated, anxious, or shivering with fatigue, your brain is busy protecting you. In that state, it's harder to process new thoughts or practice coping strategy. By first regulating the body, you make a space for the mind to learn and apply what therapy offers. So next time you notice your emotions rising, ask yourself, do I need to cool down or warm up? That single question can become a grounding technique, a bridge between physiological awareness and emotional wisdom. Let's end with one last experiential moment. Take a slow, deep breath. Notice the temperature of the air as it enters your nose and as it leaves through your mouth. Feel your hands, your feet, the space around you. Imagine your body adjusting. Not too hot, not too cold, just balanced. That sense of balance is what emotional regulation feels like at the physical level. When you care for your body this way, you're supporting your mind's recovery every single day. Thank you for joining me today on Your Therapy Guide. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need it. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind to yourself, and remember, even a small shift in the body can create powerful calm in the mind. See you in the next episode.